fashioned green railings. And they stretch away in front of you in a gentle curve, so that you can't quite see where they finish. But you know they lead all the way down to the park gate. And inside the railings there is a tall hedge, too tall for you to see over. But from the other side of it, you can hear the sounds of a funfair. And you can hear the sounds of people having fun and enjoying themselves. The sun is on the point of setting, leaving a golden glow in the sky as dusk begins to fall. And by the time you reach the entrance gate, the fairground is a blaze of coloured lights, twinkling, flashing and sparkling. The lights seem to chase each other around in animated displays, and the hum of the generators mingle with the music from the rides and the shouted patter of the stallholders. You smile in anticipation as you hand over your entrance fee at the gate and move inside. You stroll between the tents and the sideshows, stepping over the occasional heavy cable that snakes across the grass, and you gaze around you, just happy to simply observe other people enjoying themselves. A smiling stallholder thrusts a handful of darts towards you and gestures towards the many unclaimed prizes. He says something you don't quite catch, and you smile and shake your head. Then your attention turns to an individual trussed up in chains and huge padlocks. You watch his contortions in fascination, then applaud with the other spectators when he throws his bonds to the ground and raises his arms above his head in a gesture of triumphant freedom. And in the distance you notice a small crowd, and you stroll towards them, wondering what's attracted their attention. And as you approach, you can see a large smiling lady serving food from her caravan, and there's a man roasting chestnuts nearby on an old-fashioned barrow. And just beyond him, someone with a candy floss store. You stand and take in this scene for a moment or two, realizing that you must be in the very heart of the fairground now, surrounded by sights and smells that transport your mind back through the years. And after a few more steps, you find yourself gazing at the entrance to the Helter Skelter. And a long-forgotten urge suddenly comes over you. You hurry to the door of what now seems like the tallest tower you have ever seen.